Keir Starmer has announced his resignation as Prime Minister and Labour leader, a move that starts a new chapter for the party and the country. He will stay in office until a new leader is chosen, and he has asked the party's National Executive Committee to set a timetable for the leadership contest. The party will begin the process to select a successor and aims for a smooth transition before Parliament returns, so the next Prime Minister can take charge when sessions resume in autumn. He pledged to support an orderly handover and to back the incoming leader as they govern, with a focus on delivering a stronger and fairer United Kingdom. He also thanked colleagues and public servants for their service and reflected on his time at the helm, underscoring work to root out anti-Semitism and restore economic confidence. Starmer steps down as UK Prime Minister and Labour leader. Leadership race set. Key facts of the announcement: Keir Starmer has resigned from his roles as Prime Minister and leader of the Labour Party. He will remain in office until Labour selects a new leader. Officials said he spoke with King Charles Roman III in the morning before making the decision public. The party's National Executive Committee has been asked to set a timetable for the leadership contest, with nominations expected to open on July 9. The process is intended to finish before the summer recess so the new leader can take office when Parliament returns in September. Election timetable and transition plan. The plan calls for a swift leadership race to ensure a smooth handover. Nominations will begin on July 9, and the contest should be completed before Parliament resumes in September. Starmer said he will do everything possible to ensure an orderly transition and will provide full support to the incoming head of government. He expressed his aim to leave the country stronger and fairer than it was 2 years ago. Assessment of Labour's tenure. During his remarks, Starmer thanked friends, colleagues, Downing Street staff, and public servants for 6 years of work. He acknowledged that the party faced serious challenges and described a sense that Labour was in trouble, though he defended his leadership by arguing those criticisms were not accurate. He highlighted efforts to tackle anti-Semitism within Labour and to restore trust in the economy, defence, and national security. Conclusion: Keir Starmer's resignation signals a defining moment for the Labour Party and the nation. He will remain in office to oversee an orderly transition as the party sets a timetable for a swift leadership contest, with nominations opening on July 9 and a goal for a new leader to take charge when Parliament returns in September. The process aims to ensure continuity of governance and a smooth handover to the next Prime Minister. In reflecting on his tenure, Starmer underscored Labour's work to fight anti-Semitism and to restore confidence in the economy, defence, and security, while expressing gratitude to colleagues and public servants. As Labour begins a new chapter, he remains committed to supporting the incoming leader and to delivering a stronger and fairer United Kingdom for all citizens. Frequently asked questions: did Keir Starmer resign as UK Prime Minister and Labour leader? Yes. He announced his resignation as Prime Minister and as Labour leader. He will stay on until a new leader is chosen. Will Starmer stay on as Prime Minister until a new leader is chosen? Yes. He will remain as Prime Minister during the leadership contest. He asked the party to set a timetable for the election. When will the Labour leadership contest start and finish? Nominations start July 9. The process should finish before the summer recess. The new leader should take office when Parliament returns in September. What did Starmer say about Labour's state and his legacy? He said Labour was politically, financially, and morally broken. He claimed he proved critics wrong that the party was finished. He noted work on anti-Semitism and trust in the economy, defence, and security. What did Starmer promise about the transition and the country's future? He pledged an orderly transition and full support to the new leader. He said he would help deliver a stronger and fairer UK.